Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. On Sunday, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 KHNC. .com for the to stream in live. Sorry, had to get rid of a phone here. On Sunday, 10 to 1, I air on KHNC AM radio and streamed on 1360KHNC.com. Podcasts are also on 1360KHNC.com for the Present Truth programs during the week and the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry radio program on Sundays. To begin with, today, Kamala Harris is the big news. She's going to be in the spotlight for a short period of time, not very long. I'll begin with this. Don't talk about Kamala. Let's talk about her father. Who is Kamala's father? Well, I'm trying to find his name. He was an avowed Marxist. He was a professor of economics, the economics department at Stanford University in Palo Alto, California. Both of her parents were active in the Berkeley-based Afro-American Association. Fidel Castro and Che Guevara were the heroes of these Afro-American, those in this association. The group's leader, Donald Worden, or also known as Khalid al-Mansour, he mentored two young Afro-American Association members, Huey Newton and Bobby Seale. I'm just documenting this for you. These two created the Maoist-inspired Black Panther Party. This gained support from the Communist China. The Black Panther Party served as a model for the creation of the Black Lives Matter Marxist organization. So this is the history. Khalid al-Mansour subsequently went on to arrange, listen to this, financing and facilitated for Barack Hussein Obama, facilitated for him to be accepted as a law student at Harvard Law School. These people are tied together. Following her graduation from college, Kamala returned to California and became the mistress of the 60-year-old married Speaker of the California Assembly, Willie Brown, Jr. Brown's political campaigns were supported and funded by Dr. Carlton Goodlett, the owner of the Sun Reporter, and several other pro-communist newspapers. Brown was elected as mayor of San Francisco and strongly endorsed Harris, her Marxist philosophy. He guided Harris's political rise in California politics. Willie Brown, which led her to election as California's Attorney General. Willie Brown Jr. is who I'm speaking of, a well-known longtime communist sympathizer. Um, President Trump, he's known that Harris is a Marxist-Leninist. Now, here's what Trump said. The Teflon Don, Donald Trump, no matter what they try to do to Don, he returns with a vengeance. Here's what he said. Given the continued political chaos surrounding crooked Joe Biden and the Democrat Party, general election debate details cannot be finalized until Democrats formally decide on their nominee. There is a strong sense by many in the Democrat Party, namely Barack Hussein Obama, that Kamala Harris is a Marxist fraud who cannot beat President Trump, and they are still holding out for someone better. Therefore, it would be inappropriate to schedule things with Harris because Democrats very well could still change their minds. And they will. Well, this brought out the fox out of the hole. Earlier in the week, Michelle and I, Obama, here's what Obama says. Earlier this week, Michelle and I called our friend Kamala Harris. We told her we think she'll make a fantastic president of the United States, that she has our full support. At this critical moment for our country, we're going to do everything we can to make sure she wins in November. We hope you'll join us. The fox has just come out of his hole. He is going to be the one running, not Kamala. But Trump forced the fox out into the open, forced him to make a decision. Isn't that something? The Teflon Don, that's what it takes. The Teflon Don, he's the one who gets things done. He forced out Barack and Michelle Obama. They hadn't considered endorsing Kamala until Trump made this comment. It would be inappropriate to schedule things with Harris because Democrats very well could still change their minds. They're going to change their minds, all right. Kamala, in a debate with Donald Trump, there's no way. Kamala couldn't debate Hillary Clinton, let alone Donald Trump. Trump would destroy her like he destroyed Hillary Clinton. 3 strikes and she was out. I'll be back in a few minutes. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Weekly internet streaming from the KHNC radio studio. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians, comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment, it's fantasy, it's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at KHNC. For more information, visit coloradorenaissance.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen.
Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer.
Okay, so Donald Trump flushed the fox out of his hole. For the last almost week plus, Barack Obama would not let the world know who he would endorse or support, and he hadn't said anything about Kamala. Pelosi eventually, most of the leading members in the Democrat Party, they came out and endorsed Kamala. But there is a coup. It is an open coup. The American people are, for the most part, they're not involved. They're not engaged. Now, you have the young communists in this country. Kamala, one of them. Barack, another. Then you have the older communists, Pelosi, Schumer, Maxine Waters, Wasserman Schultz, these individuals, socialists, communists, fascists, kind of the all, it's kind of a blend. It's like butter or milk. You have whole milk, 2%, 1%. Skim, low fat. This is what communism, Marxism, fascism, and Obamaism. You have to add another one, Obamaism. Obamaism is different than communism, fascism, and socialism. Obamaism is something, a creature completely different. It is the worship of an individual, not the worship of the state, the worship of a person, Obama. So you have young communists, old communists. There's a coup taking place. And Biden stated last week that he needs to unite the party. And Trump and J.D. Vance immediately informed American people when Biden made his comment through Twitter or through, Twitter. Why didn't he make it through email or publicly? Why didn't he go before the press, the mainstream media? Rather than he went to Elon Musk's X, Twitter X. And Vance and Trump right away basically said that they have just witnessed a coup. On that Sunday, they witnessed a coup. And then Senator Tom Cotton, his quote, "Joe Biden succumbed to a coup by Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, and the Hollywood donors, ignoring millions of Democratic primary votes." That's Tom Cotton. So it goes on from there. This matter with the coup in this country, it's evident that in the Democratic Party, they appear they're on stage in the spotlight, pretending to be one, united. The fact is, they're not. There is a coup. There is a shift, a power struggle taking place in the Democratic Party. The old and the young, those that had been in power, those who want power. This is the coup. The older Bolsheviks, the younger Bolsheviks that are ready to overthrow empire. The overthrow of empire is evident. By the end of this year, the overthrow of empire, I believe, if it will have gained great momentum, maybe won't be complete by the end of this year, but it won't take a year for the overthrow to be complete. It might take a year. It might be a year out from where we sit right now for the coup to be complete. Kamala, she doesn't have, and I'm going to come from a different view. Many of these players in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, members of secret societies, whether Jesuit, Freemasons, Skull and Bones, Rosicrucian, Order of Malta, many different societies, all serving the same God, not the God of heaven, not Yahweh. Kamala, she has great occult power coming down through her generations. Same with Pelosi, coming from old, I think she's European, back to the times of Rome. And Gavin Newsom, her nephew, governor of Cali, the Caliphate, Ornia Caliphate. He has been groomed somewhere in his early childhood. There was some trauma on that side of the family. But Kamala, too. But the thing is this, she does not have the occult power needed to rule the United States of America. That's firstly. Secondly, being a female, she will never be allowed by the order to be president. There was only one candidate that the order would have allowed to be president. Unwillingly, it would have been Hillary Clinton. But I say in the Bible, in the prophecy, a riddle, Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the final seven presidents of the United States of America, eight administrations, there'll be eight periods of rule, but only seven rulers or presidents in those eight administrations. Someone comes back. I repeat this ad nauseum. I repeat it because as soon as Barack Obama returns, then the riddle will be understood. But Satan does deceive so that people cannot see the hidden meanings that have been presented in the book of Revelation for the world to see. But Christ says that all of these seals have been opened. So the riddle is opened for those who want to see, who want to believe that, well, they may not want to believe that Obama will return. They don't want to believe it, but it doesn't matter. The riddle is open. The riddle is clear. The final seven presidents of the United States of America, beginning with Jimmy Carter, the seventh king, Donald J. Trump, one of the seven must have one more 8-year period of rule. And I continually eliminate five of the six, or I eliminate six of those seven. Jimmy Carter cannot return. Reagan is dead. Bush Sr. is dead. Bill Clinton, he has issues mentally too. He won't return. He doesn't have the stamina any longer. He is not well. He's not crazy. He's just a little unwell. And physically, he's unwell too. He's got problems. George Jr. doesn't want it. He is not interested. He is enjoying doing nothing. He doesn't want the spotlight ever again. It's too difficult. Number six is a young communist. He's a young, I don't know if you could use the word Bolshevik. Number seven, Donald Trump. He is not in the race either. Six are eliminated. Trump being number seven, he is not going to be allowed by God to be president for another 8 years, even 4 years. The only one that can have another 8-year rule is Barack Obama. We sit maybe months, 3-4 months away from things developing in the Democratic Party, where the whole structure that is visible right now, there's no oak tree that's able to, not strong enough. There are no strong individuals in the Democratic Party that would be accepted as president of this country again. The only one presently would be Donald Trump. Trump has a momentum. Trump is sharp. Trump is a problem. And the Democratic Party, they say they're one. There's unity. There isn't. There isn't. There's a power struggle. There is a niche that has to be, someone has to be placed in that position in the Democrat Party. Nationally, the only person that the Democrat people, the whole party, would accept willingly, openly, immediately, their blessing would be upon it, is Barack Obama. Does Barack Obama know that he's going to return to power? I believe he probably does, because he has the machine behind him. There's Soros, and then there is the Clintons and the Obamas. The Soros, there's been a clash between, before Henry Kissinger died, there was a struggle for power. Jorge Soros and Henry Kissinger and his group, the two machines, the two groups that rule the Democratic Party. One, a Soros group, the other, an Obama group. Soros really wanted Obama placed. He was Obama's pick. Then there's the Rockefeller side, the Clintons. And the Clintons, via the Rockefeller Foundation, these people still basically are the ruling family, the dynasty, till Trump destroyed the Clinton dynasty, but the Rockefeller dynasty still lives. I'll be back. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, daily, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. Podcasts are on the KHNC website, studio, 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360. All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Okay, I wanted to make sure you're listening. I wanted to make sure you're paying attention. So I thought I'd throw you a curveball there. And this way, I know you're listening. Now, here at the KHNC studios, we transmit from our towers here at Johnstown, Colorado, on 1360 AM radio. And then we have the internet radio site, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. My programs are streamed on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This is why maybe there's a little confusion. In the studio, we have both AM radio, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado, and internet radio, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I stream Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. Then the podcasts, the first hour presently is on the podcast section at americasfreedomnetwork.com. The radio site, we podcast both hours on 1360khnc.com podcast section. So this is only about a little over a month that we've been doing this. It's still a little maybe confusing, but if you understand, we have in one building the radio station and the internet radio. This is why I blend and throw everybody to 1360KHNC for the two-hour programs that are archived on the podcast section for the present truth. Then on Sunday, from the radio station, over the airwaves, I do the present truth, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry program from 10 to 1 on Sundays. That is aired over radio, over the towers. But at the same time, I do broadcast from americasfreedomnetwork.com. Now, this may be a little confusing. On the radio station, 10 to 1. On internet radio, americasfreedomnetwork.com, 11 to 2. There's an hour delay. We have to take the recordings from the program and then transfer them, but it takes an hour delay so that on Sunday on americasfreedomnetwork.com, the Olive Tree programs are aired from 11 to 2. So now that you're totally confused, you're going to get it. I am confident you're going to understand and see that we have the AM station and the internet radio. 1360 AM radio, americasfreedomnetwork.com for the internet radio. I went to internet radio because we're going to be able to send programs to other stations throughout the country, which will allow me to have a greater audience, which I think is for me much better. Okay, with that, I'm going back to the matter with Barack Obama finally being forced by Donald Trump to come out of his basement with his sweats and endorse Kamala Harris. Because you see, Barack Obama is threatened by Donald Trump. The big threat to the New World Order and to Barack Obama and his plans for America is Donald Trump. Donald Trump is still in the way and involved, interfering with Obama's plan. And the Teflon Don, they're having a difficult time removing him from the spotlight. Donald Trump is going to be removed when God decides it's time. Donald Trump is going to be relieved of his duties in the political realm, but not until then. And until God says, as long as God desires to have Donald Trump in the spotlight, he will be there. But Donald Trump will not be the president of this country again. I'm just letting you know what the Bible says. I'm not telling you something that I believe because of an opinion or research. No. The Bible is accurate forecasting. All the prophecies in the Bible are accurate forecasting. The problem with prophecy teachers is interpretation. It's not the prophecy. The prophecies are always accurate, detailed, exact, can't be changed. The interpretation is always the problem. My interpretation of the final seven presidents of the United States of America in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, 9 and 10, that's my interpretation. I'm out on the ice, and I guarantee you, I know the interpretation is correct. These seven final kings or presidents of America, a nation that is the greatest empire in mankind's history, a nation that is to assist the nation of Israel, a country that must support Israel, even if the president or the ruler of the country, the president or the king of the country doesn't like Israel, they must support Israel. Kamala Harris does not like Benjamin Netanyahu. She does not like Israel. She is a supporter of Palestine, Hamas, Hezbollah, and she's disliked and going to suffer the consequences by God. She's going to be removed from politics. She will not be president. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Okay, I'm going to continue now. Now, Kamala Harris, it is evident that she has the same attitude toward Israel that Joe Biden has, and for the most part, Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. And with both of the Bushes, William Clinton, Reagan, Jimmy Carter. But America will support Israel, whether we want to or not. England has just come out, stated that they are not going to continue to support Israel militarily. They're going to suffer. But Kamala Harris did not want to hear Netanyahu's speech to the country. But she did have a meeting with him. And she basically came out with the rhetoric that you are going to listen to what we have to say. She was very, you could tell that she was showing her true colors. But anyhow, she says to Israel, but basically to Netanyahu, we will not be silent to the suffering in Gaza. In other words, Israel, you're responsible for the suffering. Well, Kamala needs to wake up. Hamas is the one causing the suffering. Hamas is keeping the supplies from getting to the people who need it. Hamas continues to hide behind human shields in the hospitals, in the camps, in the UNRWA buildings, the UN buildings. They have tunnels underneath the refugee areas. And Hamas will not stop. There's not going to be any negotiating with Hamas. And so Kamala is saying that we're not going to be silent to the suffering of the Arabs in Gaza. She also said that we're not going to be numb. We can't allow ourselves to be numb, indifferent to what's happening in Gaza. She's blaming Israel for the what's happened, what will continue to happen. She's not addressing this matter of who are the terrorists? Who are the ones committing genocide? Who is it that wants ethnic cleansing? I was listening to an interview, a guy on the street in the Gaza, asking the people, and some not only in the strip, but people in general, Palestinians that are not being shot at, that are not going hungry, having to hunt for water. One lady, they said, so should there be a two-state solution? And this Arab woman says, no, there can't be two states. There's only going to be one state, Palestinian state. These people, this is what Israel's fighting. So you don't want a two-state solution? No, we don't want a two-state solution. We don't want Israel and then a Palestinian area. No, we want all of it. These people, from the time they're young, they are brainwashed. They are MK Ultra'd. They are filled with hate. There is an enemy that they have to fight, a lifelong struggle with an enemy, the hatred of the Jewish people. Then Kamala says that We're not going to be silent to the suffering again. We're not going to allow ourselves to be dumbed, numbed. And we will lead Hamas. We want Hamas to take a tougher stand. What is that? A continued war? A tougher stand than they've already taken? They're being annihilated. These people, these Hamas terrorists, unless I guess somebody didn't let them know, they're being annihilated. They're being killed 50 at a time, 90 at a time. Somebody hasn't told them that Israel is becoming more efficient at hunting down the leaders and the leaders of these groups in the Gaza. Somebody needs to tell them, you're losing, you can't win, and you haven't seen anything yet. What is coming is unbelievable. You're not going to believe what is coming to these terrorists. Israel is upping the game. Harris knows it. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new 4-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over. Your entire order ships absolutely free.
Thank you.
So does Kamala know that Israel is planning something big, huge, like Donald Trump would say, something huge? And is this why she is trying to bring about a peaceful solution, a ceasefire? I've got to talk about that in the next hour. The people in the Gaza Strip, the Arab people, they're not Palestinians, they're Arab people. They've assimilated from all these other areas of the Middle East. They're Arabs. They want Hamas out. Yahya Sinwar, they want Sinwar and his family to die. I've watched it. They want this family to die. They want Hamas to go to hell. They want him to burn in hell. They're tired of being deprived. They don't have any way. They don't have the jeeps, the trucks, the vehicles. They go by foot, donkey with a cart. They're moving from one location to the next because of Hamas. Wherever they move, the terrorists come and hide amongst them. And they're tired of it. Some of them wouldn't let their faces be on a video I watched. They wouldn't let their faces be seen. They had an interpreter. The children are suffering. The children are not going to school. There's no education. The teens are violent. You have turf, just like in the gangs. All these little groups of young Arab boys are extremely violent. They're angry. And you know why? They're a great target for Hamas, because they are angry. They're blaming it on Israel. And it's Hamas, the terrorists, the jihadists, that are causing the problem. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. I'll return for the second hour.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect